Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 30th, 2010. My, already the last day of April, another year. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages weekly and call our ministry, well, we prepare them daily, actually, and call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Actually, careful listeners may note we missed yesterday's due to an early morning meeting. Today's message is titled, A Covenant of Purity, and two scripture texts will be read by Brooksine from Job 31, verse 1, and 1 Timothy 5, verse 22.
I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. Keep yourself pure.
Yesterday, in the course of my chaplain work, I visited a group of young men in a large factory. As I approached their work area, unbeknownst to them, I heard the familiar voice of Nancy Lee DeMoss, a Bible teacher on our local Christian radio station. For the last several days, Nancy has been teaching on a topic that Brooksie and I feel has long been neglected, the topic of modesty. I applaud the fact that she's not caving in to critics who would label her a legalist and thereby cast her teaching aside. In fact, she's been very forthright on this subject. I was heartened to see these young men subjecting themselves to godly teaching as they diligently worked. The counsel of God's Word is timeless and far-reaching. Our first daily text speaks of a personal covenant Job made that godly men and women do well to implement as their own today, a covenant with the eyes. In reading Job's covenant, I readily confess that I can't conjure in my mind's eye the sexual allurements that were common in his patriarchal days some 4,000 years ago. Perhaps seductive apparel, alluring fragrances, certain mannerisms or a seductive voice would be among the tools of trade in Job's time. I do know the way they come in our own time, and a covenant with my eyes remains a wise practice.
In Job's time, we asked, did they have anything near the equivalent of a swimsuit edition of sports magazines, Victoria's Secret catalogs, graphic billboards, or lingerie ads? Well, today the internet, which we certainly believe and certainly make use of, is a powerful tool for ministry. But it's also a very major purveyor of pornography and has ensnared many people, both young and old, male and female. Lust-inducing images abound, but true followers of Christ must obey God's call to purity and holiness and resist the urge to gaze upon these images with a lustful heart. Staying pure has always been a challenge. We don't have the specifics about Job's time period, but presently fashion trends that contribute to lustful attitudes are the plunging necklines and low waistlines of women's apparel. Interestingly, some clothes are intentionally tight, while young men's fashions include pants so loose that the waistline drops to the knee level as his fashionable underwear is being revealed. Have you ever seen a boy run in this attire? It's quite a comic sight. Steve and I have seen it more than once and saw it on the school ground in Hershey, PA just a few weeks ago. He actually looks like he's running in a potato sack race. Well, I'm going to have to admit to you that more than once I've seen these young men.
Brooksine can be very bold in speaking out.
And including a store employee once, which was rather offensive. But when I see them, I say, excuse me, young man, you're about to lose your drawers. Well, they look at me as though I was born in a patriarchal period. Interestingly, the dictionary, actually, I looked it up on the thesaurus today, which was a reference book, and it defines underwear as we would expect. Clothes worn beneath outer clothes, usually next to the skin, and not seen in public. So it's not supposed to be done that way. It's rather interesting that some things that look downright foolish to one generation can actually be sexually alluring to another.
I guess. It's hard for me to imagine. All through the Bible, we read canned reports of Bible heroes and their battles in this regard. Joseph ran from the temptress, while David caved into temptation. Samson struggled and was seduced. Judah failed miserably. All of these situations were met with consequences. Of course, Joseph was the only example of one who resisted and yet he too was declared guilty by his accusers. But in the eyes of God, in his own heart, and certainly in the heart of his accuser even, he was thoroughly innocent. Both daily verses enjoin us to personal responsibility, both in what we see and what we hear. Personal covenant or contract with the eyes is a powerful decision and needs to be renewed regularly, daily even. The straightforward command of the Apostle Paul to keep yourself pure can easily be memorized. It's only three words. And recalled at the time of temptation and used as a powerful guideline in our dress, behavior, and attitudes and thoughts. Let us renew this commitment today and obey God, seek to please God. In doing so, we take a stand against the tide of moral decadence that pervades our land.
Let's pray together. Jesus, we know that Satan is a thief who comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And millions fall victim of every generation to his enticements. You created us to have an emotional desire for physical and sexual intimacy, and in your perfect plan, it is to be fulfilled in a marriage covenant. Knowing our inclination to sin, help us to carefully lay boundary lines where we are not feeding lust, but are eliminating this destructive force in our lives. We desire purity and holiness as we daily pursue your righteousness. Forgive us where we have resented, ignored, or disobeyed your truths in this area of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, pardon my voice today. I'm still dealing with allergies. In fact, as Brooksine was completing the message today, I mowed our lawn, and that stirred up lots of that dusty material that apparently creates the raspiness in my voice, at least in part. Well, it's been a harder message than usual, one that I certainly tend to shy away from, and I think to a lesser degree my wife does, and we're so thankful for people like Nancy Lee DeMoss, who is really tackling this head on. I'm saying a little bit off the cuff here, but we've noticed how this immodest dress has hit the church so much, including our church. If somebody's listening to it, we feel it's hit the church. It began with casual and then sloppy and then the varying degrees of immodesty that is demonstrated. And we know it's just not our church. And we really pray for a return to holiness. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we post these messages each weekday morning. It occurred to me it would have been no trouble at all to find illustrative photos regarding the topic today. But we did not do so. There is a photo on our site today I took yesterday near New Holland, Pennsylvania, that I ask, it's at the top, what is this? And you can look at that and wonder, and some of you will know right away. And then at the bottom, I answer that question. We do have quite a number of additional resources today. A link to Nancy Lee DeMoss's site, and you can actually listen to the message series that she is on, as well as some other links regarding the topic of purity and some songs in that regard. And we just want to encourage you today, our listeners, wherever you may be, anywhere in this world, to live a life that really does seek to please the Lord. Again, we are at dailyencouragement.net. This is our message for Friday, April 30th, 2010. Have a blessed day, and I conclude with the thought of our second daily verse, keep yourself pure.